Time for Dean Richards with the Entertainment Report, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design.
I was just outside in the Rhapsody of the Rain.
Yeah, it's
tapering off.
Yeah, we're going to get a break and then maybe more later.
It was like nice and comfortable and cool outside.
How about that?
As well.
And how about...
Hey, let me show you the map here, Bob. We've got this high front coming
all right,
through.
Tom Jr. Taylor Swift, how much money does she really need?
Oh, my gosh. After this Taylor Swift movie comes out, it's going to be ridiculous. We told you last week about how the Taylor Swift has been filming her concert tour, the Eras concert tour, which was at Soldier Field earlier this summer. And the movie is going to be coming out in October. It's only going to be out for about a month. They're expecting the first weekend this movie will make $100 million. Hmm. Now, if that's just the first weekend, the experts are speculating this could wind up being the biggest movie of 2023.
Bigger than Barbie, huh?
Even bigger than Barbie if it continues on this trajectory of money. People are signing up to go see it. You know, 5, 6, 7, 8 times at least for some of the super fans. And a lot of people didn't get to see the concert at all because it was so expensive, tickets weren't available, etc. So it's going to be super big when it comes out in October, mid-October, and is only going to play for about a month till November the 5th, at least is what they're saying right now.
Sounds like the Beyonce concert in Los Angeles was interesting.
Yes, it was, for a variety of reasons. She did her shows there. Nothing but stars all over the place. A-listers all coming out to see Beyonce. And that included Kylie Jenner of Kardashian's fame and actor Timothy Chalamet. They were spotted and actually filmed smooching it up in their seats. It's been rumored that they've been together for a while, but this sort of confirms it when you've got the same level of show going on in the seats as you do on the stage. These two pretty big A-listers, and the Jenner / Kardashian fan, they're so shy in front of the cameras.
Yeah,
they don't like all the attention. So that was going on, and then also at the same time, this was Monday night in Los Angeles, Beyonce wrapping up her, she did the whole weekend in Los Angeles, but Monday happened to be Beyonce's 42nd birthday, and another music legend got up on the stage and sang happy birthday to Beyonce. Take a listen.
Happy birthday!
Do you know the voice?
Yeah, it's Diana.
Unmistakably, Motown legend, the great Diana Ross, who had the same honor bestowed to her on her 75th birthday by Beyonce.
So, is that right?
Diana Ross was returning the favor, but it was quite a show. According to all the pictures that I saw, nothing but A-list stars everywhere turning out to see Beyonce over the weekend.
And we talked about this a little yesterday, but now it's official for Joe Jonas, isn't it?
Yeah, I always hate hearing stories like this, but sometimes it has to happen. Joe Jonas of the Jonas Brothers has officially filed for divorce. It was hinted that this was about to happen from actress Sophie Turner, who you know best probably from Game of Thrones. The papers were filed in Miami yesterday. They claim that the marriage between the parties is irretrievably broken. The documents also include that there's an ironclad prenup in place for all of this. They have been married for 4 years now. They've got two young daughters, age 3 and 1, who reportedly, according to sources from TMZ, have been living with Joe Jonas, that he has been the child caretaker, even while he's on tour. He's been, you know, making sure that the kids are okay and that everything is fine. And those sources are also saying that Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas simply have different lifestyles. She likes to party. He likes to stay home. He's more of a homebody. So we'll see what happens with all that.
So, Dean, we now have the official cause of death for Bob Barker.
Yeah, he was 99 years old. So, you know, I don't think anyone was too surprised to hear the official cause of death. Turns out that it was complications of Alzheimer's. Death certificate said that he had been living with the disease for years, but also suffered hypertension, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia as well, high cholesterol. But it was Alzheimer's and the complications that come from it, which ultimately took his life a week or so ago. Again, age 99, good long life for the Price is Right host.
It's been a long time since we've heard about Gary Busey, and it seems like there was a stretch there where we were hearing a lot about him and nothing was good. And now what?
Yeah, we're back to the it's nothing good list again for Gary Busey. He is being investigated for an alleged hit and run, according to Malibu police officials there. Apparently, he was in his car. He backed into another car while he was at a shopping center and then just took off. He hits the car and takes off. The person in the other car followed him. He finally stopped and talked and said that he didn't hit them and he wasn't responsible. And, you know, the person in the other car said, you know, you hit my car. I need to get your information. Busey gets back into his car and drives off again. So here we go again. He's currently on the lam. If you see Gary Busey on the Dan Ryan today,
call authorities.
Stay away from his car. Clearly, anything could happen. But that's what's going on with him. There is never a dull moment with this guy.
No. Well, let's get to what's streaming and what shows we will not have time to watch this week.
Yeah, exactly right. There are lots of new series that you won't have time to watch. Including one from Oscar nominee Lakeith Stanfield. It's a story about a husband, a father, who searches into an alternate reality in order to find his missing wife and child. That's on Apple TV Plus starting on Friday. Starting tomorrow on Netflix, season 5 of The Virgin River is back on Netflix, story of the tight-knit community in a small Northern California town. We have season two of the fantasy series The Wheel of Time with Rosamund Pike. Can't get enough of Star Trek. There is the animated Star Trek spinoff, Star Trek Lower Decks, season 4, which begins tomorrow on Paramount Plus. Disney Plus, there's the Guardians of the Galaxy spinoff, Groot, I Am Groot, season 2 that begins there. For new movies this week, there is the film that's called Sitting in Bars with Cake. An introverted baker decides that her sweet treats may be a new way of finding love. How about that? If you went to a bar and somebody brings you, you know, some muffins, that would be interesting. It's on Amazon Prime starting on Friday. A couple of interesting documentaries that we liked. One is called Predators, which is a nature documentary. It goes all over the world to see how some of the greatest predators in the world, lions, tigers, etc., are all adapting to the changing climates. The actor Tom Hardy narrates this. It's on Netflix. And also on Netflix, there is the new documentary called Scouts Honor, the secret files of the Boy Scouts of America that looks inside the Boy Scouts sexual abuse scandal That one also is on Netflix.
And the rain stopping just in time for Dean's WGN-TV al fresco cooking.
Yeah, well, that's what we were wondering, if we're going to be able to cook outside. But it actually, here at Bradley Place, looks like it's actually getting a little sunny outside. I stepped outside just right before I joined you, and the rain had stopped here. It had cooled off, which I don't mind, standing behind a hot grill. But what I'm cooking today is in honor of the 21st anniversary of the release of the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Remember when that movie came out? It was a little independent film. Nobody except Greek people went to see it. I went to see it, literally, I went to see it like 11 times.
It's a funny movie.
Well, I thought it was a documentary about my own family. I didn't know it was a movie. I thought it was my actual family. And I think a lot of Greek people felt that way, that that it was based on real-life families, because it was based on Nia Vardalos's real-life family. This coming Friday, My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3 will be coming out. I'll see it tonight. I'll tell you more about it and what I think of it then. But I thought, you know, since we're, you know, getting ready to get into the Greek mood again this week, I would make some nice homemade spanakopita, the spinach feta cheese pie. I'm going to do it. I'm doing it on the grill only because we don't have an oven, a suitable oven to do it here at the TV station. What kind of TV station doesn't have a suitable oven in the break room? But anyway, so I'm using the grill as my oven, and you know, it's delicious. You know, spinach, feta cheese, dill, chopped leeks. It's absolutely delicious, and we'll have the recipes up, and I'll show you how to do it. I won't get rained on, and will do my best not to burn any extremities on my body today.
And I will call app, get you an oven by 9:30.
Oh,
not to
nice.
Worry.
Where's our friend Steve Shapiro when we need him?
Talk to you tomorrow.